The guy don't look like the kind of guy that's ever slept past, you know, a half hour before Shabbos.
I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know.
Here. Okay. You ready, guys?
I cannot answer that. I don't know.
So if you're ready.
Oh, that sounds like Psalm of Zion.
The way like the paper used to have a chart and a thing.
It's only one page. I don't know.
It's getting old.
You're not paying
me. He's realizing more and more that it's not being used.
You're not paying
today. Shit. Oh, sizzle and fizzle.
Did you come to? Did you bring anything today for the seal?
I'm on this chat, Newark chat. The Davening. There's a guy that answered yesterday. They took my chat in the morning, so guy says you came down before 6:25.
There's so many when you're like, what chat is?
No, but the guy that answered, I know the guy well. He's a Vesikin guy. The Sikkim guys are very caught up with times. So he said, you cannot put on tefillin, you said before 6:25. It's impossible, yeah. 6:05 minyan. No, it is possible. They put on tefillin right before Shabbat, right before Baruch Hu. Right before...
Baruch Hu.
Either way. I don't know, guys, it's dead. Tell them to daven here, they'll put right in.
Today she is sponsored for Shlomi Yosi ben Rachel Shmuel ben Rachel and what's that Aram and Leah and
who's that
Rivka Bas Henya Mr. Sinsky's wife Mr. Sinsky.
Shai, you invited Shai
Groucher. Well, we invited. His name is Groucher, by the way. Change his name. You heard that?
What?
No, after all this, it's Groucher.
You saw the thing last night?
What,
Hass?
I didn't see that. I don't watch Hass.
What do they do?
If you watch Hass, dude, I'm about to say you shouldn't status it.
I saw a few on the chat. Yeah. I saw some pictures. So.
You didn't see the whole thing about Daddy?
No.
He was there? Yeah, Daddy was there.
No, his kid.
Daddy died?
Yeah, the whole family was there.
Really?
They brought the whole family in. Wife. Daddy's wife. All the kids, they introduced Shai on stage, and then the brother who
sings,
he came. He's very good, very good. He came. He brought out the whole.
His belly is exactly like Daddy's.
Yeah.
That's all I see.
The brother.
Yeah.
He looks like his
father. He doesn't look like his father, but his stomach.
He looks like Daddy. They young have guy? Such good technology now.
25 years ago, he was older than me.
They did. They had Avram Fried, Shalom Lemmer, everyone.
Shalom Lemmer, not Shalom Lemmer.
I said Shalom Lemmer.
Shalom Lemmer. Yeah, he's a guy.
He's a dude.
They had them all come out and sing Daddy's songs. And then Shai was on stage.
What's Daddy's song?
Already.
Which songs are Daddy's?
That's
Daddy's song.
Hebron is his? Yeah.
It's good song.
Really?
He's got great songs. They all came on stage and sang the songs. And then in the middle, Shai gets all emotional about everything, right? So in the middle,
you know him personally, right?
You see everyone.
He went to Ackerman Matzah Shabbos.
He's an emotional guy.
He all of a sudden in the middle, they put on the screen. It looked like he was on stage, and they had him singing with them, and you see Benny Friedman turn to Shai. He was like showing him. He did chop. Shows him on things, Shai like bawling. You know, it was emotional. I'm not right. They did a massive dedication to him, right?
Where was the concert? NJ Pack, Bergen
Camp. No, it was over here on 4th Street.
No, public school.
You were there?
Right?
I had the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we know
for that. My kids all wanted to watch it. $76. How much you pay? $72.
Yeah, you could have walked over to Baron and split the $72.
Yeah.
They could have won
the price. Truth is, the shoe uses my internet. I probably could have put it on the screen.
On the screen.
Charge it to the shoe.
The shoe uses the internet? I don't believe that.
Not anymore. It hasn't worked. It still works.
No, the screen is
it? It's Zenyam Zelikosa, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a hard line.
It's a hard line.
No, it doesn't slow it down. It slows it down. It's Zenyam Zelikosa. Shoe doesn't pay your internet. What? We've been paying the internet all the years.
Nobody gets hung up on the board.
No, but
no. Because
you have internet anyway. You didn't get a bus.
Oh, okay.
I said, why we have to pay your internet?
You sound like that video going around.
Not only that, not only that, he didn't take one, but internet he took three.
Who posted that video? Some English guy. He rings the doorbell. He says,
I don't think it's worth it. You changed your password.
Why'd you change your password? It's like there was somebody who was taking my internet, was slowing my internet down. It was me. Why'd you change your password? I don't understand. Your Wi-Fi was coming into my house. I'm not allowed to use it if it's coming into my house.
It's all over the place.
Great stuff.
I guess you guys sat in the bathroom a little longer last day. Okay, anyway, like that.
Most Jewish non-Jew I've ever seen.
It's great.
You don't know if he's Jewish, though. That no.
Probably went up there because of this.
The other guy.
Anyway, let's go.
The other guy.
I couldn't say.
The big R. Okay, thank you for coming, Mr. Robert, telling us a story.
It's not real.
So, today she responded to the first one, Yosef Rachel, Shmuel Rachel. And to Aaron and Leah, and to Rivka Bas Hanya, Dr. Zensky's wife. Anyway, you never know what happened. Last week they called the whole family together at the Tzotot. She bounced back. But Shoal, you know, he comes, they do the whole video thing, and then Doc comes and says, nah, you got time. He says, listen to me, baby. I have a very busy schedule. Like, I can't do this every day. Just, like, figure out when.
Seriously?
Like, yeah. Dr. Sinsky's are very, very dry.
It's, yeah.
They're very dry humor.
He didn't mean it seriously.
He has a busy schedule, though.
He has a busy schedule, but, yeah.
He's a rabbi.
He's a rabbi.
He's a rabbi.
He's like, a rabbi.
Yeah. For sure. Oh.
He's Newmark's rabbi. Let's go.
Why are you driving Schmidt's car?
You ready?
Schmidt ran out of gas.
He's
good. Yeah, he used to take something to
the
garbage.
He wanted the car to keep moving.
He does status and shiva?
No status and shiva.
He's not saying shiva.
So what? There's rules about that.
Who's not saying shiva? Oh, right, he's not saying shiva.
There is two.
If your father is saying shiva,
there's rules about that.
Supposed to what?
You're not supposed to change your status?
No,
you shouldn't be going.
That is not simple by Schmidt. It's just it's a regular business. Not simple.
The guy took a really personal loan.
It depends how much pleasure you get.
The rules are about simchus.
But it depends how much pleasure you get from your status.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of things that he gets pleasure from.
Okay, let's go. All right. Yeah, here he goes. His apron's on.
Let's go.
Sizzle, any pizza yesterday?
Nope, we didn't get.
We gotta make a pizza thing over here.
There's a seam, you didn't bring anything. Nothing.
One day we just miss a whole
daf. You ready? It's late. Tomorrow.
We got time.
Vare Morish. We're up to four. Chaimichum and Rusha. We're up to 5 lines in the bottom. He asked the devil's coming. He'll take us out. Vare Morish. Ikeshin Hashem.
What?
We're going
to go
No. He's going to take us to the
Samach Lama on base.
And give us coffee from there.
Vare Morish.
Yep.
You ready, guys?
What?
I
didn't
get
a kid.
Yeah.
He cannot condone such banter.
Rabbi Morish, it is Shino Hashem. He's friends with Avi. You know what I mean? Get like a neighbor's water.
What are you trying to say?
Rabbi Morish, it is Shino Hashem.
Say it like in a hint, so that it's not
straight
out.
Give me Kara Kishura. So you have Morish. Morish is a beam. This is very apropos to our shul, because our whole shul was built on this premise. Right, Marish, Dikashina Hashem. It's a changed name.
The free
meal. First it's a beam, the hashta tlalo. Now it's a roof. I mean, I stole a beam from Moshe's backyard. I had my guys go there.
Theoretically.
We took it.
Never have.
We took it and we installed it in the roof. Now this beam changes name. It's not anymore 2x12. It's a roof choice.
So when I need it back?
I didn't nail it. You can take it out. you have to go from the top down. You need a bit tall ladder.
The whole room is, this whole room is like that.
He sounds very convincing.
So the only thing you nailed is into the gas line?
I nailed the Yashkala. Now it's a roof beam. But then And a Moish, a Gozel Shabbat of a Bira, if someone does this taka, you taka go to Moish's backyard and steal it. Shnotel Domov. You don't have to give him back the beam, because that means I already finished the shul. 1, 2, 3. By the time Moish came home, the shul was done. And he said, yeah, I want my beams back. I can't. It's impossible. I can't take it apart now. And so basically, I would say, tough luck. I'm not giving you anything. The Eibishter wants that the Chum want the appeal to his Rukai and Mishav Zela. So she goes, Moish goes to Bottom of Beer, she's very little Domov. The Gemara says, "Time of the Tekanas Shavim." The only reason why you give money is back because the Tekanas Shavim. Halav Hachi, Hadarbeine. You give it back, even though Pashas is a Shina Hashem, because the beam is not anymore a joy. It's not anymore a joy. It's a rough beam now. I'm Rav Yosef Marish Mayalov.
For sure, if it wouldn't be a nail, then you give it back.
If you could get it out easily without
any it's roof. Not needed for the roof.
Not needed for the roof. Meresh Sham Shmael Tanya Tsaloy Sabais Elam Latin. I don't know why it's not this pasuk.
What does Marish mean then? What's the title?
Marish is a beam.
A beam?
Yeah. It's still a beam. Tanya Tsaloy Sabais Elam Latin. Va'ovim Elam Rishis. So you see, even though once it's installed, it's still considered, it still had a name. Rav Zeir Amar Shina Achoz LeBiyosai V'Shina Hashem LeAvashinei Shina Achoz LeBiyosai. They can bring it back to its original status. That's not called a Shina. V'Shina Hashem She'en Achoz LeBiyosai. That's it. So Shina Achoz LeBiyosai V'Shina Hashem LeAvashinei. That's not a Shina. So Zot Gemara. Means this beam, theoretically, if I would take it out, it would still be considered a beam. The only reason why it's now considered a roof beam is because
it's in the roof.
It's in the roof. But if I would take it apart, it would go back to a 2x12.
I thought it was going the other way.
No, it would go back. Rashi's if you have Marish, Hanatayma, Loi Mekanya, Rishinu Hashem, Shnechoiz Lebriyasahu, Im Yisoser, Havet Keshura, Kedemikoro. Aval Barzin, Sulem Mikir Mishka, the leather jacket, Hefter's leather, doesn't go back to be considered a...
So really, you should have to return the actual item, except for Tekana Shavim.
Right. If not Tekana Shavim, you'd have to return it. Mm-hmm.
I think that something like that is not versatile.
Versatile.
No, it's
versatile. Zot Gemara Vayikra. V'shinu Hashem she'ein echoz l'briyosa miya v'shinu, that is a shinu, v'arei tzinur, the mekark tzitza, the hashet tenura. So what's going on over here? Is a halacha called mayim she'uvim, is poisel in a mikvah. Three lugan of mayim she'uvim is poisel. If you have three lugan of a mikvah, mayim she'uvim, and then you add rainwater, it passels. It doesn't work. If you have 40 saw of rainwater, and then you put in, you can add whatever you want at that point. You can add 100,000 saws of tap water, and it's not a problem. Now we run even our tap water in the mikvah is something called hashaka. We run it through a pipe, not really a pipe. It's a
canal,
not a canal, a trough that's made out of cement. That's mechuba lakarka, and we run it through there. And that's that. A lot of people, according to most poskim, that's kosher also for mikvah. So it's a chumrah what we do, but lemaisa. If you just add tap water to mikvah, it's kosher for mikvah because it's on it. It's mechubal karka.
It's a chumrah that way,
even without rainwater.
Yeah, because it's not straight from the tap. It's not straight from. We don't add. Theoretically, you can add from the tap.
But to the actual mikvah.
We don't do that.
Right, so it's not a chumrah.
Yeah,
we
it's chumrah use that as a to food. Do it through that trough.
Why? It's the same thing.
Because you can do it straight from the
so
tap.
So when you gain, by putting it
right. So this is a chumrah.
It's a chumrah to take from the tap through to add that step.
That's a cooler.
This is in addition.
Instead of just putting the thing on.
From yeah.
The right. This is
instead. No, that's of where the that's where the stuff on the top goes.
No, I don't
think. Also. Oh yeah, it does go from there. Now it does.
But he's talking about the addition.
We do it. We bring it from there. But in addition,
the actual mikvah is all tap.
No.
Except not for the hashaka.
Not 40 saw of it. 40 saw of it is not tap.
So you have 40 saw plus the trough?
40 saw plus the trough.
You're talking about the original 40 saw.
The original 40 saw is what's rainwater.
You forgot to wax the one spot.
Where? You're throwing glass out of the shop, you're throwing the stones, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
This is that World Cup. You're doing very good, Ellie, coming on.
So the chumra is to have the trough besides the, yes, the original, yes, 40 saw. Yes, yes.
Well, today, I think you're right. I think today we talk about running out of the trough, even the rainwater. Because it goes from the gutter, from the roof. Rough?
The roof, yeah, you can't see it.
Doesn't make a difference because it's not the original 40 saw.
Right. No. At this point, it doesn't matter.
No, not now. The original 40 saw, how do we fill the mikvah? Through the trough.
It took you
6 months.
It takes a while before it was operational.
But they start even before.
There is a chumra to have. There is a chumra to have the whole mikvah full with rainwater. That we didn't get to.
Yet.
The what?
You could do it now. You could drain the mikvah tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be. You could get like 4 or 5 inches.
4 inches is not enough. It's not enough for the whole mikvah.
It's gonna rain a lot.
You can take it from this roof too.
You
want someone wide? No.
I knew you can't tell yourself for that one.
4 or 5 inches, what you think on the street.
I can charge you for my ring when that comes to me. I'll send it over.
Baron can give it to me, and then who can give it to you?
He'll take it.
Baron has a mixture, I think, under that porch.
I don't believe you're going to give away that rainwater. You drink it.
Now, it's seen in a car katitza. We have it seen her. At the beginning, it was cut. It's rainwater. It's called katitza, means a piece of wood. Bash to tinura, now it's a pipe. Batanya tina,
let me explain.
You have a piece of wood that you carved that made that pipe. So now it's a keli, it was a kavu, and then you connect it to the ground. Places on mikvah. Kavu will say kaku. If you connect it, cement it in, then you carve it out. Ain't a place on mikvah. Yeah, machine Hashem, milsi. So I feel the kavu will say kaku. Now me the pasul. What's the difference? You changed the name of this thing. Shani shiva the medar banan he. The whole she'iv is on the Rabbanan. Vashem Hashem mikvah nifsel b'gimel liga mayim shuvim the Rabbanan hu. That's the Rabbanan the Kedem. Yehaka akfil the Reishin Ami. So even the Reishin in the first case. Hasem ikatoris kliolo. Ketolosh. Hacha en karis kliolo betolosh. The Reishin is not karis kliolo. It's just a piece of wood. So this she'iv the Rabbanan is a, if you're going to the mikvah only to be Tosefes Kedusha, which most men go to the mikvah for that reason. So then over there, there's a lot of people hold. That's why you go. But a lot of people hold that you'd be able to go to a mikveh that's made in Mayim Shuvim. In Gansu Mayim Shuvim.
Swimming pool.
It's a Shiloh of what we're one.
This is why we don't go.
Tisha Kaber? Same thing?
Oh, we shrank. Meisve. Hagana v'Hagazin v'Anis.
Yes, you guys are wild. Come on.
You have a Ganav, the Gazlan, and the Anas. Yes. So Ganav is a guy who steals hidden. The Gazlan is a guy who steals brazen act. The Anas is someone who I pay you, but I steal it. I take your car, but I'm paying you for your Lexus, full price.
You want to know what he calls it?
What is it called, Anas?
He calls it an expropriator.
Anas is a
Chamson.
Yeah.
Anas means something else.
Mafia guy.
Oh.
Mafia doesn't pay.
No,
sure
they do. Of course they do. They pay the rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, anas means rapist.
Yeah, honest, but that's a different.
Yeah.
It's same concept.
No, but they're not paying.
They're not. Well,
I don't know. Okay, I have no idea how we got into this. Okay, Disha, yeah, it's Aufgeweck. Yes, after that, it's Aufgeweck. It's financial. The Hoos stacked off of the cup. Okay.
Charlie, come on.
It's
Hoos. Yeah. Nishke's in. No, he's doing it. I got it. I got it. Honest. Honest means, however, his own friend said it. Disha and Hekdish, the Tuvas and Tuvas. So the truma is truma masoyis and ma'aser. Means that they're kainet. So you see clearly that what do you see from here? You see clearly that even though this is without We bring a ride that Yish is kind of. We bring a ride Yish is kind of. So Gemara says, I'm your husband, Ikashina Hashem, the Mikara. Mikara Tivla, Mahasha Truma. No. Before there was Tevel, and now it's Truma. Hektish Mikara, Chul, Mahasha Hektish. They ask on this because when a guy takes Tevel and makes a Truma, theoretically you go to the Rav and annul the Truma. What's the, we're saying it's different now because before it was Tevel, now it's Truma. But a rabbi could say, I didn't mean to do it, I didn't realize, whatever, you could annul it. The Rishonim speak that the Rav says, Lo Shchiach. The Rav says that.
Who did this? The Ganav, no?
Yeah.
So you don't have a hope of getting it back?
No, but you could annul the Truma. You're saying the only reason why it's a Shin Hashem over here. Because according to the Truma, without Shin Hashem, you would not be able to. It wouldn't work.
You have a problem, you have to take it back.
But why is that the Shin Hashem that you could be Chayza?
What about the Yish? That was the question.
And we're saying, don't do Yish, they have no right to Yish.
Yish is not Chayza? Yeah. We're saying that Yish for sure is not Chayza?
We want them to write Yish is Chayza. We're saying, no, you have no right to Yish is Chayza. Over here is Shin Hashem.
That's why over here would be.
That's why over that's what Trumasa has been shaykh to Trumasa Truma. Masur is a Meiser. Because over there is Shin Hashem. But the Shin Hashem is Chayza Lubri Yosei.
Then he goes back.
Because you can annul the Truma, you can annul the Hektish.
But then you go back to Yish.
So Gemara, well, you have no Raya. Right. Whatever, I'm saying. The whole Gemara doesn't split that that's okay. Right. So the Rashi says that Shina Chayzel B'Yosai is only something that you could do. When we say Shina Chayzel B'Yosai, like the beam, you can take it out of your house, take it out of the roof, give it back to Moshe Tanner, and then the beam is back to a regular beam. That's Shina Chayzel B'Yosai. But over here, you have to go to a rabbi to annul it. You can't be Chayzel B'Yosai. What you did is an act of Shin Hashem.
Final.
I'm going to kiss the I'm going to say I'm Shin Hashem Kaina. Hanna Shin Hashem Kaina. Shnei Ma'av Heishu Zagzela as Heishu Zagzela. Doesn't have the truth. It's the wrong page.
It's on the way. It's on the way. Sam
Zayin.
You're on the other side.
That's Sam.
That's it. Sam Zayin.
He has this, and then this is Sam Zayin on the face.
You got it from the closet? This is on the table, right?
No.
It says Sam Zayin on
the table. You took it out of the
closet? Yeah. So I match it up with what he sent me?
That was very colorful.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I say in Hebrew. Hamas. I'm going to be like, I'm going to say, Minayim mm-hmm. Hashinu Yishu Kainam. Hainayim Hashinu Yishu Kainam. Shneim Rav Heishu Zag Zelo. Matam Lema Asher Gozal. Im Ke En She Gozal Yachse. Vim Lav Dom Alma. If it's like the story, you can return it. If not, you give Lav Dom Alma Baruch Shalom. I think my highest goes and boil it. You don't give a chemish on your father on something that's your father's. Means if your father swore falsely and then he died. And can't get back one of the hishta is gzeilei. I should goes alamali the mechtav shmamino tati. You see both things. Rege damel chizamel in some and ayin l'shunin she ain't a kainah. Hashin is not kainah. Shnei hishta gzeil makom open. V'oksir asher gozal, v'amboi lo agzir shalei moysi chaymesh, v'ein moysi chaymesh agezal aviv. Another limud how you learn it. Amar ulo, minayim l'yirish ein koinah, how do you know yirish not koinah? Shnemar, v'aveisim gozal v'poske malachi, es ha-piseach v'es ha-koilo.
He messed up. The top pasuk is tomorrow's though.
Okay.
He messed up, telling you.
Once in a while you gotta tell him he's right.
Could be, so therefore what?
So?
We're just trying to figure out the Gemara. I'm sorry. You don't know what
I'm
saying.
Figure out the
papers?
Yeah,
another
Gemara.
Okay.
Move on.
I'm going to read them. And I don't use any kind
of. I can just give you an article.
I'm going to use not kind of. I'm going to use not kind of. I'm going to use not kind of. Pesach is a hinkadik. It's a chodol is sick. So gozul, do me the Pesach. Pesach, bless the Tekata. It's totally bowed in legs, you know, like or the front leg goes backwards, back leg goes forwards. Cloud, I've gone with the rest of the counter. There's no fix. Let's try to play you, but it's not here.
Come on, love it.
Rabbi Amar Mahacha, he says like this. So we're trying to arrive at Yish is not kind of. Why? Because the way you see, there's no difference. Rabbi Amar Mahacha, Karbana, Evela, Gozel. Amos, even if it's Yish, Pshita, Lamali Kor, of course. Ela, Ach Yish. Mishmamina, Yish are coming. You see, Yish is clearly coming. Shmamina. Fake the mother, Rabu the Omar, the Gozal come to Chavi. Rabu on the Samach, Rabu on the Bay, I don't know if you remember the Gemara, Rabu Zetstein, the Pasuk over there, Gozal come to Chavi, and Rashi Atub Shatim over there, either that he,
I
that he was makdish, his friend was makdish it, or that he stole his friend's carbon. That's one thing. Right, that it won't work for you, because whoever it is in the Baal Rishos. So Gemara says, "Rebbei Zema Hadabei." He was Chayzer, because this is Rabbi. He was Chayzer over here. Rebbei Zema Chaminei Rav Papa Amra. One of them is Rav Papa. Rav Papa was the Rebbe of Rava, and Mela. You assume that everything Rava said was his, and something, and he agreed. No, that something was Rebbe. No, sorry, Pakeri. Rav was Rav Papa's Rebbe.
Yeah.
So you assume that everything Rav Papa said was the name of his Rebbe. And it really wasn't. Some stuff was his, some stuff was his Rebbe's. So it says over in the Mishnah says, it's only by Shara, not by Oifus. So Ramai, Neil Shara Mashabas. Why don't we learn that? Shara Mashabas. Ma Lahal Chayav Oif, Kyotzban, there's no difference. Afkan, Chayav Kyotzban. Just like over there it says Shara, and still we say that it means all animals. So over here the same thing. So Rishonim is. And then the dunk there show the Atzmai. You can't make your own Limud. So the Rishonim say that no. The only time in the dunk show the Atzmai, you make it up from scratch. Over here, there is already a Gzeir Shavah from Shabbos. Question is how far it goes. Okay, how far it goes? Take it a little further. Maybe this is included in the original Gzeir Shavah. You are near Gzeir Shavah from Shabbos. So the Gemara, Malam Chai Brav Kurtzman, Abkan Chai Brav Kurtzman, Amar Rav Amakra. No, we have a special possible there. Shavah said, it says over here, you got the pasuk. It says, "Kinev ishar oseh utafuk al yamachrei kamisha bok yisham takas hashar." But I would say takas hashar. So twice in the pasuk, it says twice shar oseh. The beginning of the pasuk, and then it says at the end also shar and seh. So Gemara says like this. You need the pasuk here. Amar Rava, Amar Kras shar oseh shnei pam twice. Shar oseh en midat yiloi. It says it twice, and it's why does it say it twice? To tell you that only Shor and Seh and nothing else. Now, the only way you can have a limud like this, that it specifically come and tell you something that only Shor and Seh and nothing else, is if there's no reason for the Torah to say these psukim, and Torah said it anyway, since extra is a million, you say it must be what the Torah say it for, it's totally extra, to tell you this limud. But if you have a reason why the Torah said it, then you don't have an extra pasuk. Then we're back to square one. Learn out Shor Shor Mishavas. That means even Eifus. It includes even Eifus. Because you don't have the extra pasuk. Now you're going to try to figure out which one is extra. You're saying you have an extra pasuk over here. Which one's extra? Hemi Aser. You have a Shor Aser the Sefer. The end with Shor Aser at the end. You have a Shor Aser the Sefer. Mi Aser. The Nichtim Rachmanah Ki. You can have Shor Aser. Just say the first one. Talk about it. Kamisha Bok Hashav Taktov. Rabbit Son Taktov. Because you want to hockey. You write that. Halam Min Abayish Shumit Tisha. Four and five. It's not split between animals. It says taktov. Taktov chad. It says twice taktov. So chad taktov yaser. You think chad taktov is extra? I'm boiler. Rosh Hashanah. The time Yochanan got a shor shav money shav taktov in the gizin. You can pay weak junky ones garbage. I'm not taktov. Taktov. The Melo, taktov is not extra. So then Shavuot says not extra either. Because otherwise you think you have to pay nine. So that Shavuot you need. The last Shavuot is not extra. So Mara jumps maybe. El Shavuot said the ratio. Maybe the Shavuot said the ratio. The beginning is extra. The Yikmar HaKiyin of Ish or Tavkai Makroi. Chamish Bak Yisham, Tachas Shav, Abitz and Tachas Shav. So Mara said no, Ika Sovak Wana HaKi, Amina Ad Degon of Trey, Tavaklu. You have to steal both.
Okay. Oy lechalik.
It doesn't say them. It says it.
Umachrik siv. Right, we'll say. It says, oh, look, it doesn't say umachrik. It says oymachrik. Can you show us there? Oymachrik. Ve'im lahava mina ad gonna trade the tabachad, umazmachad, oymachrik siv. Rakat yam amina ad gonna tabaya the tabachad. We're trying to see if it's extra taco, because maybe you need it for this thing. Mashayachad. Oymazmachad, mashayachad. El ashor the seifo. So Gemara says, you're right. Shor the seifo is extra. The seder ratio is miyasa, so you have a shor and a seh, extra. The other one, kiyum that is shor, utal kemachroi. Chemish v'kisham tachtov, arutz and tachtov seh. Shor the seifer, seder ratio, lovely. Shema mino, shor the seh in, midach min eloi. That's what's coming to tell you. That's exactly, that's, so it's extra. Let's tell you this halacha. The what? The why not?
One from there, one from there.
Yeah, one with extra. So let's think about it a little wider. We said that if you steal from a ganav, you don't pay kefil. Only 4 years. Aval achi yish, kanoi. Ganav rishon, ganav shem, sham, shem kefil. Ganav rishon, it's poshut. If it's after yish, the first ganav, it's his. He ready, like he eats a gray. He's been driving the Cadillac ready for 2 years. Now you go steal the Cadillac, or the cow, then you'll be chayv. Zot gemara.
Why is he kanoi after yish? I thought Yush was in Kona.
Who said Yush is not Kona?
We're
not
Raya. Let's bring Raya from here, are you saying?
Amar Shesh is Amino Kinaim Shekhar Rav Amal Oshmaitse. When it was sleeping, Netanya Amar Kiva Nimam Ferret Torah Kamakar, Yisham Shum Abraham Kamisha, Mishin Ishtarish Bechet. What is Ishtarish Bechet? He strengthened his Chet. And it looks like we don't want a guy to gain from his action. So this guy went and stole. Then he all of a sudden making a barbecue. He's making a palm meat. He's great. You know, we have great meat. We don't want that.
Klitiniska.
Right, Klitiniska. So anyways, even if they years, meek and starish, what's an starish? There's no nobody holds a yekina, so you're not kina. So what's the starish b'chet? Ella achi yish, must be achi yish. These are the yish kani. Amar misham shum abel chamisha. So it's the rav shalom meicha.
Shalom.
So then it's
his own thing.
Right. So then yish not kina. So why are you saying over here if you steal from a guy after yish you pay your guy mechtesi? So the gemara amri kedam rava nishishan v'chet. The reason why you pay is not because nishtarish, because shana v'chet. How can I say shana v'chet that you really took my lefnei yirsh? So the question is lefnei yirsh. So why v'chal pay? Why do you have to pay? The problem is you shana v'chet, even though your actions did not help, but the fact that you went ahead and now you shechted it, so you're doubling down on your chet. That's the reason why you have to pay, not because you claim. The taka wouldn't have a raya yush kaina, as of now. I was going to talk about it. So as of now, the Gemara was saying that the reason why we'll see tomorrow. The Gemara changes, but right now the Gemara is learning that if you steal from a ganav, if it's achi yush, you pay that guy kefil. Last Mishnah in Malkus. This is a very famous Mishnah. Rav Chananya ben Akashya Oimir. Rotzach Rav Mokul Gavzal. Bichim Yom Tarim Mitzvah. Shema Hashem Chomet Man Sidi Akhtar Yadir. That Hashem gave us mitzvahs even though, like we said in the Mishnah before, Nashu She'odom Kotsa Mehem. Like Dam. Nobody wants to eat blood. And still Hashem gave us that mitzvah for two reasons. First of all, to get Tzchar for not eating blood. And second of all, to dash in all the sukkim and learn, there's actually so much limit al Torah on those sukkim, even though that's not Nageya, nobody's going to do it. Still, maybe she wants us to get schar for limit al Torah. Zok, the Hagnolach, Mesechtes Makis, tomorrow we'll learn, starting with Mesechtes.
When did you take a look at the stuff on that Mishnah? Like after saying it like 100,000 times?
This morning, actually.